This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
At the Tea Party debate in Florida.
But the question is, do you still believe that Social Security should be ended as a federal program as you did 6 months ago when your book came out and returned to the states? Or do you want to retreat from that?
I think we ought to have a conversation.
That right now, Governor.
I'll finish this conversation. But the issue is, are there ways to move the states into Social Security for state employees or for retirees?
It was Romney v. Perry again, but it was also Perry v. Social Security. Taxes and jobs are the headliners, but Social Security was a popular opener in the GOP fight, looking for a knockout punch, finding only a split decision. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, September 13th. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is out today, but he'll return later this week. And at the top of the news is an ongoing attack right now going on in Kabul in Afghanistan. The U.S. Embassy has come under rocket fire from Taliban insurgents. We're joined now by Jack Healy, a reporter with our partner, The New York Times. He's in Kabul. Jack, can you tell me what the latest is?
The latest that we had heard is actually that, in addition to this attack by an unknown number of militants against the embassy and the headquarters of the International Security Assistance Force, that's the sort of overarching NATO umbrella force here, there were just reports of two explosions near the Afghan parliament. That just came in a couple minutes ago, and we're still not sure whether or not the parliament itself was the target of the attacks or is merely nearby other targets, or whether these were just rockets that sort of fell short. So that's the latest that we're trying to pin down. But as of right now, a lot of the gunfire and the explosions seem to have abated, but we don't have any word from Afghan or Western security forces that this thing is over or that they have apprehended or killed any of the people. We're actually just hearing more gunshots right now.
And we will continue to bring you details as they develop over the course of the morning. Jack Healy is a reporter for our partner, The New York Times in Kabul. Thank you so much.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Here at home, the economy was the main subject at the latest Republican presidential debate. The debate was sponsored by the Tea Party. It was carried by CNN. Most of the time, there were a number of attacks on Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, and we're going to talk more about the discussion of Social Security in a few moments. Meanwhile, Republicans vying for that nomination, President Obama is on the road. He heads to Ohio today to push here for his $447 billion jobs bill. It's part of a two-state swing to ramp up support for that legislation. The president sent the bill to Congress yesterday. A spokesman for House Speaker John Boehner quickly responded that the plan does not appear to have been offered in bipartisan spirit. Wildfires continue to burn in three states with no end in sight. Firefighters have contained 70% of a fire in South Central Washington state and are slowly gaining control of three groupings of fires in California. Meanwhile, a week-long fire in drought-stricken Texas still burning. Firefighters do have that more than 50% contained. And it took four sets and more than 4 hours, but Novak Djokovic took the men's U.S. Open championship over Rafael Nadal. That was Djokovic's first win at Arthur Ashe and the third Grand Slam title for him this year. Taking a look at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down, and futures are down at the moment. The Dow will start at 11,061, the S&P at 1,162, the Nasdaq at 2,191. Well, in the age of Obama, we're going to look at what it means not to be post-racial, but post-black. We're going to talk with author Touré. Also, two special elections, one in New York and one in Nevada, going on today. What importance are they? We'll talk about that later. First, though, does Social Security need an overhaul? Rick Perry seems to think so. What do you think? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.